For the Ball Guys podcast today, I was all set to praise the Twins and how good life is right now for the Minnesota Twins. What do? The night before, they go and absolutely crap the bed in Chicago against a horrible White Sox team, and they lose in extra innings. What the hell was that?
One game.
But there are games like that where you're just like, what? The whole thing, who's the team that play down to the level of their opponent?
Yeah. Every Minnesota sports team ever. Right.
Is that it?
Yeah. Maybe it's Rocco's way. You know, he's going to give up one game every series, apparently. And maybe he just decided this is the one we're going to give up. You know,
don't get me started on the Yankee game I went to.
I knew you were going to go there.
The day game, the third game, and we'd already won the first two. And Rocco just went, yeah, we're good. No, we're
good. I believe Ben Travis has a ticket for this game. I think we'll just phone it in.
Yep, we're going to put all the scrubs in.
Yeah, our boot on their neck. Let's just take it off and let them get a nice deep breath. That just angers me so much. And not just because it was at the game, but I was at the game.
Yes.
Where they're like, let's put a piece of crap pitcher out there who can't throw the ball. His fastball can't break 88 on the gun, right? And then you put your scrubs out there. You put freaking Nick Gordon out in center field, and he can barely get it to second base if he throws it as hard as he can. And it was a nightmare. No,
at least he could get beer till the eighth inning
for $18 a beer. Yeah.
I can't even afford to be drunk at a Twins game. I need a second, a third, a fourth mortgage on my house just to get a buzz at Target Field. It's too much. And then I love, you know, I'm on all these stupid Twins Facebook groups. I should probably just leave those because I'm so tired of, but this one's on Rocco was the one I saw this morning. Okay. So put that when they win too, then, right? Mm-hmm. When they win and he makes all the right moves, then put that down too, because it's just the guys who hate Rocco that pile on like that in a loss.
Oh, no. These keyboard warriors are way smarter than we are. They clearly know the game better than the coaches. So,
yeah,
you need to pay attention to those guys.
And any comment, no matter how innocent or tongue-in-cheek as you intend that comment to be, will just be jumped on by all these guys, Dougie, that they know so much more than you do.
I've learned my lesson, but now I actually go to the other side of it, and I like to do those cryptic little things going, let's open up the floodgates. Let's see how angry people really are today.
So you're pushing buttons? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. I am officially trolling now.
Yeah, trolling. That's the official, official name for it. Life was pretty good for the Twins until that embarrassing loss last night. They really need to win the next two now in Chicago, because those White Sox are so god awful that you have to make hay. We took 3 out of 4 from the Royals. That's good. You got to do that. Now you got to take 2 out of 3 from the Mighty Whiteys. Boy, are they bad. They had almost lost, what was it, 11 straight, and then I think they came back against the Rays of all teams.
What?
On Sunday. Yeah.
Right, and that 10-game losing streak.
I have a question, though, because it wasn't that long ago that we were, you know, talking about how the White Sox were really kind of building this like kind of juggernaut of a team. What happened?
Well, no,
they didn't get there.
They lost their scapegoat because everybody liked to rip Tony La Russa. He's too old. He don't know what he's doing. Now he's gone. They got a new manager. Apparently he's no better. He's worse.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad for them.
So really, the Twins only have one, it looks like, Spence, one competitor in the division this year.
Yeah, Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the worst by far. They show the winning percentage of the teams in every division in baseball, and I think it's under 400 in the Twins division.
Nice division to be in.
And we should be up yesterday. Yesterday was a terrible game to lose.
We should be up 5-6 games in this division, but we're not.
That's the thing. There have been too many games, like the game yesterday, that have just gotten away from the Twins, or where they just had no offense. They just were not hitting the ball. Yeah. And last night, Kopech's good when he's good, but he's like 0-5 to start the year. He's got He's got an enormous earned run average, and they could do nothing at the plate against him, which is too bad because the Joe Ryan experience yesterday was magnificent.
He was good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How good is that starting pitching, Ben? That's been fun to see because you've got three guys that are absolutely killing it at the top of the rotation.
Gray is at what, 0.72?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he gave up a run and his ERA went up.
Yeah.
Like one run.
He gave up like one run in six innings. Yeah, it went up. But he's been good. Joe Ryan's been good. Pablo. He kind of wobbled a little bit after signing the big deal, but he'll be okay. I think he'll be fine too. Guys, yeah, we have a big three. When's the last time we had even a big two or a one? A
while.
Yeah. A
while. And they're at what, the fourth best ERA in baseball, 3.42 or something. Yeah, it's been good.
I think they were third until you posted that. So maybe don't post that.
That is typical of this podcast.
Crap on me. Yeah. Not on me. It's
very typical of this podcast, though. As soon as we say something, the opposite happens. The opposite happens. Right? So
that's the steel bar.
So I won't say anything about how it does seem like we're letting our starters go a little bit deeper into the game this year so far. Uh-huh. Oh, it's been us a couple times, but for the most part, it has been all right.
Well, selling my stock in the team now. Thanks, TJ.
Yeah. I'll only play four innings now. At least you can wager on that.
We're bringing Archer back. So,
yeah. Oh my God. Four. Archer and Bundy, what are they doing? Throwing BP for some little league team, I think. Ugh. Life is so good for your Minnesota Twins right now. Alex Kirilloff, AK, as they like to call him, is killing it. He's done with his rehab in St. Paul, and they got no spot for him in Minneapolis across the river. They were like, well, thanks for getting ready, and we're glad you're healthy, but we don't have a job for you. It's a good spot to be in, I guess.
It is. It is.
Unless you're him.
Well, wait, what's Gordon hitting? 0.90?
He's up to 120 something now. I even have it in my notes here. Biggest disappointments for the Twins this year, Nick Gordon. So what does he do last night? This is again the curse of ball guys. He hits a mammoth home run to tie the game in the eighth.
Yeah.
Right? And then he makes a crucial catch up against the center field wall. it's like Nick Gordon went, oh yeah. Oh, you're going to rip me tomorrow on ball guys? Yeah. We'll get a load of this.
Well, I think that's pretty much what every Minnesota professional sports player thinks is, are the ball guys going to be ripping on me tomorrow?
Is that it?
Because if you remember last year, I said, let's get rid of Nick Gordon. And then he went on that tear last year. Bernier won team MVP. And I went, I'll just shut up about that, I guess.
Yeah, great. No, you call his agent and ask for a cut of the
right. Of the profits. Can we get NIL money out of this deal?
We'll have athletes who are down on their luck paying us to rip them and call for their removal so they can have a career revival like no other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Kirilloff is stuck down there. We don't have a spot for him. Things are so good for our Twins that two of our starting pitchers have gone down to injury, and we don't even bat an eyelash. We're like, oh, yeah. No, we got two guys to fill. I know. We got two guys to fill those spots. And here's the funny thing. The two guys we're putting into those spots, Bailey Ober and Louis Varland, are probably upgrades over the guys who are in those spots.
Yeah. Valid point. Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think I came back from Florida. I think I came back from spring training and I said, I'm worried about Maeda. I don't know if anybody listens to what I say, but I think I said, Maeda can't throw the ball. He looked terrible. He had no velo on his fastball. And that never changed. And yet, you know, because he's who he is, because of the money he's making, because of the contract he has, you know, square peg in a round hole. And so they forced him into that rotation. And that just didn't work out. So now guys like Ober and Louis get a chance to show their stuff. I've kind of looked at the St. Paul roster, though, guys. After this, you really don't want too many more injuries in the starting staff.
No.
Yeah.
Can I just say Dougie got a lot better looking all of a sudden?
Yeah.
He just looked up and went, where did I go?
Yeah.
did I just get bounced? Subject,
but Dang, looking good, Doug.
Yeah, you are.
Pretty sure good, I just got bounced.
I have an IP address coming in from Nick Gordon.
yes.
He's just dishing out the cash.
Of course, it costs to bounce a guy from a podcast.
What did he say? That he got put in StreamYard jail, I think.
That's fantastic.
Maybe your camera gave up the ghost, Dougie.
It is paranormal day, so probably. Yeah,
there you go.
So things have been decent for our Twins. We can go around the horn, though. Spence, biggest disappointments. I brought up Nick Gordon, and then he lit the fuse last night. But biggest disappointments so far in a pretty upbeat year?
Well, I'm not a Thielbar guy. I wish they would find somebody else, another lefty that can pitch, because he's blown two, I think, so far in this early part of the season. I'm not a big Thielbar guy. So him and Gordon probably on the top of my list of
okay
shaky starts. Yeah.
Gully, disappointment for the fans?
You know, people are kind of railing on Correa because he's not getting any hits. But, you know, we talked about that the other day, you and I, Greg, and I think he'll come around. I mean, he just will. So that's I'm not too worried about that. And, you know, he's got solid defense, so. Not too
huge
worried.
Leadership role on the team.
Yes.
Yeah. And just the numbers say that he'll hit. It'll come around. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Pagan, I still can't believe Pagan's in the bullpen. Giovanni Moran has been a huge disappointment. I'd say if there's a weakness so far on this team, other than the offense just disappearing like it did last night on certain nights, still a little concerned about the bullpen, and the closer has seemed to wobble a little bit lately too. So little nervous about that, but now we're just nitpicking. Dougie, did you see the new fishing home run celebration that the Twins unveiled?
I did. I thought that was fantastic. Land of a Thousand Lakes. Yeah. Buxton comes off after,
how many?
By the way, crushing that ball.
1,000 or 10,000.
1,000 Lakes, Dougie? Yeah.
It must be something wrong with the audio. First the visual, now the audio. What is going on? I'm from South Dakota. I don't know your guys' traditions. Duck, duck, goose. It's duck, duck, goose.
Uh-huh. Sure it is.
Land of a Thousand Rakes. That's perfect. I love it.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. I loved it. Little fishing pole, little vest.
I heard the fishing pole is a... is it a Paw Patrol? I think it's some kitty.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's some kitty fishing pole. And then the vest they had specially made up. So this is going to be a marketing thing that'll probably get out of hand, don't you think?
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Does anybody still have Ron Popeil's pocket fisherman?
That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. Oh my God! So you say that like a man who had one back in the day.
No, I never actually did, but you know, I coveted the Popeil's pocket fisherman. Absolutely, yes.
So the idea was you could just have it just anywhere at a moment's notice if you went to one of the thousand lakes in Minnesota.
Exactly. 1,000 or 10,000, whatever.
Maggie says 9,000 of those are just like sloughs or puddles. They shouldn't even be a lake. Yeah. Shouldn't
no fish in there
exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly.
No fish in there anyway.
Yeah.
I would like to see. So the Twins have Joe Ryan for a while because he's still relatively young, right? They jumped all over the Pablo Lopez thing. What are the odds we could get something done to keep Sonny Gray around? Because I would like to see the big three stay together for as long as possible. Am I on something? On to something? What are you guys feeling on that?
No, I like it. It's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised they haven't yet.
You get to playoff time. That's what you need. You need three. Yeah.
Yep.
And doesn't it seem like they are starting to loosen those purse straps just a little bit, and they are spending a little bit more money? So if you're going to keep doing that, that is the way to go, is spend the money on him right now.
I hear that the poll ads are so rich, they have like $1,000 in the bank, Dougie.
Whoa. clearly do not eat eggs. That's where they're saving their money.
Okay, let's switch gears and just, we got to go negative here because, you know, here, what is the date today? It's May 3rd, and we're already done talking about the playoffs for NBA and NHL. That is bull crap, all right? That is painful that we don't get to talk about it for, we don't even get a week's worth of chat out of the playoff?
No. You know, I mean, I don't think anybody really had any designs for the Timberwolves to get too far along in the playoffs, right? I mean, are we all kind of on the same page there?
Yeah, especially going up against the...
Yeah, I mean, come on, Denver Nuggets, come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but the Wild, that was, I was disappointed because I thought they would get past the first round this time, and they really missed Joel Eriksson.
Why do we think that, though?
I don't know. It's stupid. I should just, you know, absolutely expect them not to.
You know why? Because just like the saying goes, six times the charm.
Yeah.
The thousandth time the charm. Yeah.
This is how many in a row, TJ, the first round, one and done, and it's just sad, especially when you're sitting like you did last year. You're sitting in the series, you're up 2-1, right? You've won one on the road, you've won one at home, you have the next nights at home, and you have a chance to really, again, you know, boot on the throat. You have a chance to win that game at home and then make it really tough on Dallas going back. For game five, if they're up 3-1. And once they lose that game four, you just start seeing it play out again in your head, and that's exactly what happened.
You know, there's a lot of things I've thought about since we got bounced finally, and you listen to those end-of-season interviews. Sounds like we were pretty banged up. Eck had a broken leg he tried to play on. He made it something teen seconds. But that's hockey for you. A guy's trying to play on a broken leg. Another guy's playing with 75 stitches in his face.
Wow.
You know, a basketball player flops on the court and takes 100 days off. But
Carl Anthony Towns missed 51 days with a sore calf.
Yeah. Yeah. So it sounds like they were a little banged up, but also I'm kind of like, I don't want to hear your excuses. Everyone's banged up this time of year. We are that's all right. going in. What I looked at was Kaprizov with one goal in what was a game one. Boldy with no goals. No.
Right.
Boldy had like 31 goals. He was on a tear while Kaprizov was out. And then we got to the postseason. And once again, just like last year, our offense just evaporated. And if you can't kill a penalty, then you're going to give up some bad goals. And I know that our goaltenders took a lot of credit for those bad goals. But you got to stay out of the penalty box and not give up those power play opportunities to the other team. So there's a lot going on there. It's kind of tough to wrap your brain around, but maybe going in a little bit more healthy and, you know, like it or not, it's going to be a couple of years before we get out of these contracts, the Suter and Parisi stuff before we can. I mean, the fact that we're playing the way we did now with those contracts still on our back is going to be a good thing down the road, but it's hard to wait. It's hard to wait in the land of a thousand lakes.
And some of the officiating really didn't help. There was bad calls on both sides to get that. But the stuff on Foligno really hurt. And you're right. If you're in the box with a 5-minute major and then you're in the box again shortly after that, can't come back from some of that.
Yeah. And we missed Joel Eriksson Ek so badly. I mean, you know, because he plays on both ends of the ice so well and, you know, creates opportunities out of what looks like nothing. And, you know, it just, so that was a huge loss. But, I mean, I think we have to basically thank the previous front office for, you know, putting that monkey on our backs for so many years with the Suter Parisi deal. You know, it just, they were going for broke and it didn't work out.
And that series started so aggressively between those two teams. I thought there's no way anyone stays healthy through that series, let alone getting into the second. So, you know, I thought, well, that's going to be tough to maintain that. So I do have to admit, though, I skipped out of the house with a little smile on my face this morning, knowing that Pavelski scored four times and they still lost.
Yes, they did. Go Kraken.
That's right.
I'm so jealous of that name.
Yeah.
It kind of bothers me, Spence, that Guerin wants it both ways, though, that he, in his press conference yesterday or the day before, whenever it was, you know, he brought up the contracts, he brought up the Parisi Suter thing, and that it's, you know, $14 million that we don't have to spend on other players. And think of what you could have for that money, right? But but he's the one who made that decision. He didn't sign those guys back in the day, but he made the decision, and I agreed with him, and I still agree with him. That was the right thing to do. But I don't think he can have it both ways. Can you? Can you? Can you make the call and bitch about it?
No, you can't. You're right. He made the call on those contracts. That's his decision. That's on him. He can't come back now and say, the opposite. So it's not going to work. But
I don't. Do you still think it was the right move?
Yes.
Those guys. Yeah, me too.
From the fact, those guys apparently had some real bad attitudes as well. You know, if you're overpaying them and their cancers, out they go, right?
Yeah. But we have superstars on the team, and they didn't play like superstars in the series. Oh. And the stats play that out, and everybody's got injuries. Pavelski was out for Dallas, and so you just goaltending was Gus was good in game one, and then just kind of after that. Fleury should have never had two. Mm-mm. That ends up being a huge mistake. And then all the power you brought up power plays, TJ, already that puts your goaltender in a bad spot when you're shorthanded all the time.
And then Ottinger was lights out. I mean, the guy was just absolutely lights out.
Yep. Yeah. He 100% was.
You want to root for a Minnesota kid, but damn, he plays for Dallas.
South Stars.
Yeah, the Dallas South Stars.
Is Matt Dumba's run with the Wild over?
Oh, I think so.
Probably. Sadly, I like Dumba, but I think he's probably done.
Is it the money thing?
Yeah. I think it would be just money.
Would he take
JoJo back for 2 years? And
Yep. That's good.
Maybe he would take less.
He had a good end of season. I wonder if you could talk to him, because he won't get, I don't think he'll get from any team what he was making with the Wild. Maybe I'm wrong.
Right.
But he's an awfully good defenseman, and you hate to go backwards on that. I don't know. I guess it's worth exploring, but it would be interesting to see if they could find a number.
There's been several guys already here now that it's off season for them, that I think Fleury was one of them. Reeves is another one, and possibly Dumba if he looks to restructure and stay with the team. But they've all said they really like it here and they really like playing with these guys. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Fleury that said, "We're tired of moving." You know?
Yeah.
And I get that, but is Fleury the guy that we want? It's hard to say. It's hard to say we don't want Marc-Andre Fleury, right? It's hard to put that into a sentence and say that. But if he is going to be with us next year, I think he has to be B, not a 1A, 1B.
Yeah.
He's 2 or B, whatever you want to say, behind Gustafson. And Gustafson will tell you he played good in the first game and just okay in the other games, but I think he's the future for this squad.
And don't
as
we
far
have
as goaltenders go?
And don't we have a goalie kind of waiting in the wings that could be mentored a bit?
Yeah. Jesper.
Yep. Wall?
Wall. First name is Jesper, right? Jesper something.
Jesper.
I can't think of his first or last name.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, for the love of God, can I just ask this before we leave the Wild? For the love of God, can we please keep Kaprizov in the States this summer?
Yeah, I actually heard he was thinking about not going back to Russia this year.
Yes. What? And what's the draw? I mean, when have you ever heard a person say, "Hey, where's your dream vacation? I'd love to go to Russia."
Yeah.
Well, his family's there.
Family's there. Yeah.
Family schmamly.
You bring them over this time.
Yes.
You come to my house.
Come to the land of a thousand lakes and just enjoy yourself here in Minnesota.
9,000 sloughs and puddles, 1,000 lakes.
1,000 solid lakes.
We can cold and never ending dreary winter, but still.
Yeah, but I mean, that's Russia too.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's still an upgrade over Russia. Yeah.
I don't know. I know that it's kind of a private deal, but he celebrated a birthday not long ago, and he had mentioned in an interview that his girlfriend made him the cake. Is his girlfriend from the States, or is she from Russia? Because that'd be a huge factor as to whether or not he stays or goes.
Good point.
Yeah, I know. I had a Russian bride for a while, but that's neither here nor there. I don't even know if it was legal.
Go back.
Oh, probably not.
It was too lakey here for her. She had to go home.
Starting to think she just wanted a green card. It's weird. I don't know why I suspect that.
If the Golden Arches don't keep you here, I don't know what.
Over 1,000 customers served at McDonald's. I think they've served over 1,000 customers.
That's a great mental picture. If you ever hear me just going, bop, 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 you know what I'm talking about.
And then turning your screen off real quick when we come in the studio. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Your wife catches you watching the McDonald's commercial on slow-mo. You pervert, what are you doing?
Upside down, yeah.
Standing on his head watching the ad. Oh my god. Looks like boobs.
Off the rails.
How do you fix what's wrong with the Timberwolves? Spence, the two guy thing, what are they gonna, the two big men, are they gonna, you gotta trade?
Do you run it back? I'm telling you, this is a setup to move the team. They tampered with the team. They got Gobert and they gave up 4 number ones. This is all an excuse to tank. We're not going to get a new stadium with the crappy team we have. And they're going to go, hey, how about Seattle? How about Vegas?
Las Vegas. Somewhere
else? Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Vegas. This is all an excuse. It's all leading up to them leaving the state.
Wow.
Right. Do we have anybody who isn't a wacky conspiracy theorist who wants
to? Why would you give up 4 number ones? And
they gave up 5 players and 5 picks for Rudy Gobert, who was not very good this year. And that's your 3-time defensive player of the year. I don't know.
Oldest stadium in the NBA. Now you're suddenly screwing up in the playoffs. Things are in disarray. You have no picks forever. We're going to tank. It's not good.
We're fighting each other during timeouts. We're punching walls on the way to the locker room. It's just an immature. It's just a stupid team. It's just I couldn't even cheer for them in the playoffs. I didn't watch more than 10 minutes because I don't like them. I don't like anything about them.
There's so much inconsistency, but could it be? I mean, if you bring in like a hard-nosed coach to clean up some of these stupid antics, like you said, the guy's fighting, and to just shore it all in and say, hey, damn it, let's do this, would coaching fix it? I like our coach, don't get me wrong, but do you think we need someone a little harder?
We've had how many coaches? Honestly,
I know.
How many GMs?
Revolving door.
And they all play like idiots under every – I mean, Tibbs, I thought Tibbs would do that, Dougie. I really did. I thought, here's a guy who's not going to take any crap, and he's got the cojones, he's got the resume, right? Where you have to, I mean, that's Tibbs over there. You got to do it. And then look what happened with Jimmy. When Butler was here, that was Tibbs, and Butler was running his own practices and bad-mouthing teammates. And I don't know. I wish it was a fix like that. So on the two big men, who wants to make a trade, who wants to run it back and see if they can figure it out? Obviously they weren't running the right offense for their personnel.
Right.
Honestly, I watched a lot of it, and as much as I think Cat takes weeks off at a time, other than his injury of 157 years, right. He looked good. He was aggressive. And when he gets like that, he's almost unstoppable down there. I mean, and he was leading the team and everything looked good, but he's so inconsistent and you can't count on him to do that. But same way with Ant too, like that we talked about that one time when it was his girlfriend's birthday and he blew up like 75 points. And then the next night he had 3 points and 5 fouls, and the foul trouble has got to stop with both Gobert and Cat though. I mean, they've got to figure that out. So
there's some pieces there. There's some decent players, but it's just not the right. It's not the right mix. It's not the right combination. It's not working. I didn't think you could trade Towns. I really didn't, because he's got a max contract, doesn't he? He's got a lot of years and a lot of money.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
I think he does.
That 2 years ago.
I think he does. And so you have to find a team that is going to be able to take that on. And then I read some stuff yesterday that the Knicks are interested, and if not them, the Nets, Heat, Trailblazers, and Pacers are all potential suitors too. If I'm Tim Connelly, I think I'm working the phones, and I'm not saying get rid of him for nothing, because we already made a mistake in the Gobert deal, but I think you need to see what's out there and what you could get that would be more complementary pieces for the team.
Trade them both.
Wow.
Again, I don't agree. Contract.
keep Naz Reid and get rid of both those guys. Some picks back.
And then a lot of buzz that the GM might be headed out the door too. And Spence, you're willing to pack his bags, right?
Go get rid of him. Trim the fat.
But here's the deal, and I get that.
Jeopardize the future on that trade.
I agree, yeah. But he's got 4 years left on a 5-year, $40 million deal, and his biggest imprint so far is making. I think, can we agree? Was that the worst trade in the history of Minnesota sports? I mean, can we say that?
That's a tough.
Can it tie for first?
Herschel?
It's got to be. I was going to say Herschel was that was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Well, if Utah starts winning championships, I'm going to have to agree with you. It probably will be.
But at some point, don't we have to have some stability for this team to thrive? Don't you have to have? I mean, we're getting new owners, which is fine. Glenn Taylor, I think, had him as a hobby, like he thought it was cool. But some stability at general manager and at head coach. I don't know. I just feel like we're just lacking that.
We need more people to glue themselves to the court during playoffs.
I remember how good we were then.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah.
Yeah, where was the protesters?
Yeah.
Even they're apathetic. They're like,
Yeah.
Kill the pigs.
It's not really worth it. We're not going to get our point across because no one's watching this game.
Ticket prices, I know they're going to lose. Yep.
I contemplated doing it with the Wild and then realized that no, it's ice. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
All right. Well, another depressing team in town other than the Wild and the Timberwolves. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being too down here. Are the Vikings? I was surprised on draft night that they didn't move up or move spots, either up to get a quarterback or down to get more picks. But Dougie, you got to have a dance partner to make that happen, right? Obviously, they must not have found anybody to deal with.
Yeah, and I think the way that it fell to them, it filled the biggest hole that they thought they needed. I mean, obviously, with Thielen leaving, they was going to be a big gap there. They didn't know if KJ was going to be the guy. And Addison looks like, you know, obviously not one of the sexiest picks. You know, he wasn't one of the big three at wide receiver, but he's got length, he's got speed, he's got hands, and it fills that need. So I think that maybe they didn't move because that's just the way that it fell to him, and they went, I guess we could be happy with this one.
Yeah, except I'm taller than him.
I think we got the guy we wanted.
I'm not really taller than him, but I think he's like 5'9".
5'11".
Is he? I swear I read he was 5'9".
No, that was the guy before him, Flowers.
Oh.
Flowers was tiny.
Could have been shrinkage. They didn't pick a quarterback
in Minnesota.
Yeah.
They didn't pick a quarterback, which I think where they were at draft-wise was probably the right move. Maybe next year? Is that what we are thinking?
That's what a lot of people seem to think we would go quarterback next year.
Yeah.
Because Levis was there, and your guy, your hooker. No hookers. They eschewed all the hookers at the draft. At the draft, they turned down some offers, some hooker offers, but decided that they would wait it out. So does this automatically mean that, and it kills me to say this, Kirk is going to get extended?
Oof.
Ouch.
He might.
He might have to.
Because if we could get him for another year, I'd be okay with that. And then draft next year or sign somebody next year.
Yeah.
One more year of Cousins.
But he's not going to sign for a year.
Nope, not a chance.
No, he already
said. Not when he can go on the free agent market and get, you know, triple the money and triple the contract, probably.
Right. Wouldn't be a smart move for him.
Yeah.
Well, what I got out of this draft is it could end up being a big year for Kirk this year. If you went and got another wide receiver that can stretch the field like JJ can, now you've got two guys that can get downfield. And you're basically going back to the Culpepper, Randy Moss days. You're hoping to just put up so many points offensively that your defense just has to be adequate. And then we dipped into the USC and the LSU Wells for some defensive guys. We'll see what happens there. Mm-hmm. But depth at defensive back is always where it's important. I feel like those guys are always injured. And so yes. You've got to have guys that can step in and fill the roles. when guys do need a little downtime. So I hope that's where we're going. Like, let's put up tons of points, and then maybe the defense is able to hang, you know, with the other teams out there. After that, Kirk's worth a lot of money if we have a good year offensively.
True.
Have you seen the highlights on Roy, the defensive tackle?
No.
Check him out. They may have found a little gem. This guy is, for his size, for the LSU guy, that guy is a beast. He could be fun to watch. It could be a nice choice for those guys.
Good.
Nice.
And is Dalvin Cook going to be a Viking past July? I mean, no. I kind of feel like they're going to unload Dalvin Cook.
I think that's one of those little pieces of bait they had out there as far as maybe getting to move spots in the draft. And again, you couldn't find a dance partner for him or Za'Darius.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. You got to wait after June 1st. You save a whole bunch of money. You save way more money on the cap if you do any kind of move after June 1st. And it could come down to this, and this is sad to say, it could come down, if you can't find anybody to deal with, they could just be outright just cut. Released.
Yeah.
Oof. I'd hate to see us get nothing from
right?
him.
Yeah.
Somebody got to need a guy like him.
Yeah, that's weird to think of. I like your idea, TJ, on the big three with the wide receivers. And then you got Hockenson, who was probably the second target for Cousins last year.
Yeah.
And not only is he a big tight end, a good pass catcher, but he does a hell of a let's play hockey at Wild Games.
Yeah, right? I got to show that beer.
Yeah. Right? Got a beer, too.
Oh, he had choices. Gosh. He had choices. Wild and Wolves were playing. He was at the Wild game. You know who was at the Wolves game? Thielen. Thielen paid $10 for his ticket. Hockenson paid $236.
Thielen glued his hand to the court. He doesn't want to go to Carolina. You can't make me. All right. Anybody else who need a bash before we go? Nick Gordon on line one for Dougie. So
yeah,
we'll take care of that. We'll be back soon. That's another round of the Ball Guys.